This goes to Dr. Saxena, S-A-X-E-N-A, fax 989-463-2249, regarding James Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, date of birth 12/29/1934. Dear Dr. Saxena, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Holmes with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was January 7th of this year. His weight is currently stable and unchanged, and ever since he had his pacemaker battery replaced, he's felt much better. No dizziness, no chest pain, and no palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has intermittent diarrhea off and on without blood or melena. He has chronic back pain, but does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. He does use a CPAP for sleep apnea, and he has dyspnea on exertion that is stable, but none at rest. No edema. Medications, I'll highlight Plavix 75 milligram daily and the Lasix 40 milligram daily. Isosorbide is 30 milligram daily. Losartan 100 milligram daily. Bisoprolol 5 milligram daily. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 230 pounds. Pulse 60. Blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 122 over 50. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, no ascites, and he has a trace to 1+ edema of lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies, actually he's not done any since February 26th. And so his creatinine at that time was 1.99. Estimated GFR 31, calcium was 9.7, sodium 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 28, albumin 4.1. The patient does need to get labs done this week, and order was given to him to have them done. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and need for updated labs now, so he will be doing that. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy stable. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.